Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Thomas Keller stood with hands behind his back as the judge set his bail at $12 million, $3 million for each of the patients that Keller allegedly killed by overprescribing potentially deadly medications.
Yes, the judge did the right thing under the law.
Deputy Attorney General Tommy Brennan read from portions of Keller's diary during the hearing. In one passage, Keller allegedly wrote, "knew she had to go" about one patient, after which he gave the now deceased woman the maximum prescription for OxyContin.
It's a very serious case. This is ground zero for the opioid epidemic.
Keller pleaded not guilty to all charges. His attorney, John Cox, said his client's patients died from either suicide or accidental death, and the diary is being taken out of context.
Keep in mind, it's somebody's personal journal. He never intended it to be read out in the courtroom or anything like that. It has nothing to do with how he treated the patients.
Keller is facing 70 years to life in prison. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next month. At the Hall of Justice in Santa Rosa, Matt Bigler, KCBS.